If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We had a conversation with various stakeholders in the city of Ekurhuleni because the speaker, there was a motion of no confidence against the speaker, but the speaker survived. And then there was also a motion of no confidence against the mayor. Unfortunately, the mayor didn't make it. It was brought forward by Action SA. Today was going to be the day when actually nominations of the mayor were going to be put forward, but there was some movement. That didn't happen because other things happened on the day. So let's speak to a caucus leader, Action SA caucus leader in the city of Ekurhuleni, to just give us a sense of exactly what transpired today. A very good evening, Siyanda Makhubo. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you, Pamelo, and the Kaya family for having us this evening.
Can we just recap a little bit and take people back to how we found ourselves here? There was a motion of no confidence brought forward by Action SA against the speaker as well as the mayor. The speaker survived. The mayor didn't. This is how we find ourselves here.
Yeah, no, Pamelo. So basically, the motion was successful last week, mm-hmm. and we thank all parties that rallied behind that motion, specifically the FF Plus, ACGP, ISP, and the minority party, who saw it fit that something needed to be done and rallied behind Action SA in putting forward that motion. So that motion was successful. But part of the recommendations of that motion, Pamelo, which is very important, is to note that we on purposely put up a point in that motion which spoke to the duration between the removal of the mayor and the eviction of the mayor. We specifically chose 7 days, which is the most reasonable time, to allow the Speaker of Council to reconvene a council meeting to elect the executive mayor. And this is very important because we are very careful not to create a leadership vacuum. And council agreed to that recommendation onto the motion. And today was day 7 exactly on the dot. And we had received information from the speaker beginning of this week that indeed a council meeting would be sitting today to elect an executive mayor, and that the IEC is prepared on board for those statistics. But lo and behold, last night is exactly 11:15. We received a notification.
Is this in the evening or is this last night in the evening, yeah?
Come again?
As in p.m. last night. It was in the evening.
Last night, 11 p.m. last night. Mm-hmm. So we received a notification informing us that the council meeting scheduled for today, 10 o'clock, would be postponed. And there was no reason given up apart from the fact that
So let me just make sure that we understand the details. So obviously, we were meant to have the nomination of the speaker then today. 7 days later, that extraordinary meeting was then meant to happen today, the 4th of April. And you're saying that at 22:45 last night, the speaker then sent a notification saying that it will be postponed. So today's extraordinary council meeting will be postponed. How was that communicated to you?
So this would be communicated in the normal channel. So we would receive an email.
All right.
And you can imagine most councillors are sleeping at that time. Mm-hmm. So we received an email and some of us are still up at that time. Mm-hmm. We were shocked. I mean, very shocked that an email of that nature would come through, especially because the speaker would have transgressed a number of acts of parliament, including the Structures and the Systems Act, which must also be reached together with council rules, which say that she can't postpone or cancel meetings 72 hours before the scheduled meeting. And this is a scheduled meeting because we would have agreed when we removed the mayor that within 7 days we must meet. And added to that, the programming committee, which sets the agenda and program of council, made to agree that this agenda item must come. So this would have taken place on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So all party leaders agreed in that meeting. So we were very shocked. I mean, that the speaker then transgresses all these council resolutions. She transgresses acts of parliament, and now she's transgressed indeed our council rules.
I just want to make sure. So on Tuesday, the agenda was approved by the programming committee, right? So all things were supposed to go as planned, and that was on Tuesday. And then you get this email at 22:45 last night. Did it state why this was postponed?
The speaker basically, in no short sentences, said due to unforeseen circumstances. And we have our suspicions what those unforeseen circumstances are. We know for a fact that the ANC and the EFF are trying to find each other, mm-hmm. and that those talks and negotiations have fallen through. And this is very interesting, because what we would have seen last week was that we had two motions, one against the executive mayor and one against the speaker.
Yes.
But what we saw last week was that the ANC rallied behind the speech to rescue the speaker, who mm-hmm. comes from the EFF.
Mm-hmm.
The very same speaker now is basically turning their backs on the very same ANC. And that is why we're saying that these two parties need to work together, because they do form a majority in council. These two parties must work together, find each other, but not take council ransom as they do that, because the truth of the matter is that we have a leadership vacuum. We have no executive, and there's confusion and panic in the city as a result of that.
So obviously, I mean, you make a very important point, because at the end of the day, let's not forget, this is politics. And there's lots of wheeling and there's lots of dealing. We already know this. We don't have to sugarcoat it. You got your way and got rid of the mayor. And surely you did that. And we saw the antics. You did that based on the fact that the ANC supported this motion. And yes, they're not necessarily allies of yours, but in this case, they did support your motion. What was it difficult then for you, even though you're not formal allies and formal coalition partners, to pull the ANC on the side and then discuss the matter of the speaker? Because I actually had the conversation last week when this happened, and I asked the question, how do you think that the speaker, which you don't trust, is suddenly going to comply with some of your concerns if the speaker, as you allege, is a tool by the ANC and the EFF, which is exactly mm-hmm. what's happening now?
Exactly, Pamela. And this is what we are saying, is actually say we've been vindicated, because that motion should have been successful. Because the truth of the matter is that we had an issue with the puppet mayor, who was controlled by the EFF. Added to that, we had a speaker who was enabling that environment within council. So the speaker was enabling it by way of collecting council meetings with an item that the EFF was surely going to lose numbers and a vote on a specific item. The speaker would be instrumental in collecting that council meeting. So this would be council number 5 that the speaker was proactively involved in collecting a council meeting, purely because the EFF was not getting their way out. And we said to the ANC, we said to other parties in council, we need to remove both the speaker, both the mayor, isolate the EFF, because we have identified as all parties in council. But the problem lies squarely on the EFF. They can't govern, they can't lead the legislature, and therefore we have a common problem. We have a common aim, and we must work together.
But
what we saw last week was that the ANC then supported the very same speaker who's sabotaging them once more.
This is what I'm saying. And my question is, and I know you may not be able to answer the question, but I'm sure you understand and appreciate where it's coming from. I'm saying, this is politicking. How did you lose grip on the very thing that you knew was going to give you problems? In other words, how did you manage to get the motion of no confidence against the mayor to succeed and not manage with the speaker, who could sabotage half of your problems? I mean, we're here now because it's exactly what is happening. And of course, these are all allegations. They will counter what I'm saying. And that's exactly the point. I'm saying, if you look at strategically where you were supposed to make sure that if you're going to get rid of the mayor, and if you are very serious about the fact that this is not working because the speaker is working against you, how did you not wheel and deal?
Precisely that, Pamela. And our intelligence and what we hear through the corridors is that the wisdom behind the ANC was that they wanted to use the speaker to leverage the success of an ANC executive mayor. Basically, in simple terms, well, you guys have the speaker, you have the chair of chairs, and a couple of section 79 chairpersons. Allow us to run the executive.
Okay.
But this backfired.
That's fine.
The plan has backfired, and we're all held at ransom. In fact, even before we got to the meeting last week,
mm-hmm.
you would have known that the 29th February meeting collapsed because of the EFF antics, and then the Speaker unilaterally decided to collapse that meeting. The second meeting followed. The Speaker was instrumental once again.
Mm-hmm.
The third meeting followed. The Speaker was still instrumental, basically trying to buy time to force the ANC to negotiate with the EFF, which the ANC obviously was not interested.
What if I put it to you that part of your crisis as Action SA is that you adamantly do not want to work and cooperate with the ANC, and this the rhetoric that we've heard even from your leader that he will not at all and negotiate and discuss with the ANC. Is this not really one of the reasons why you find yourself here?
Well, that stance is an Action SA policy, and it is something that we will not back down on.
Got you. But you see where we are now. You see,
yeah,
you're unable to negotiate, and then this is where you are now.
Yeah, it is a stance that we wear proudly on our badges, Pamela, and that's largely because we of the view that the ANC is the problem to South Africa's South Africa's issues, and that you can't work with a problem to fix South Africa.
Okay,
but added to that, Pamela, I must say that there has been mature democracy within the Council of Ekurhuleni, where Action SA was involved with certain decisions and items in council. For instance, passing the budget, passing the IDP, specific motions which have come forward, where we negotiated with ANC, because they are common issues that we agree on, right? But when it comes to issues of forming a government, we will not negotiate with the ANC, nor will we work with the ANC, and we're apologetic about that.
Okay.
And this is where we are, because this specific motion speaks to government. It speaks to forming a government, and therefore we will not negotiate with the ANC insofar that is concerned.
Okay. So let's park the ANC. Action SA's policy, and we know this is not new, is that you will not negotiate and govern with the ANC. That's fine. You have chosen to govern with the DA. But the DA also gives you problems. You see?
Yeah.
So where does that find you now? Because the DA, in your own words, as Action SA, has a tendency to bully. And they actually, you are here because the DA abstained. In other words, not supporting your motions. That's part of your problem too. So you are in a pickle.
Yeah. No, certainly. I mean, the DA has played immature politics, and I must put that on record. And we've made it very clear with their leadership at a local level. Because we have journeyed with the DA. We consulted all parties, including the DA and the ANC and all other parties in council, excluding the EFF, that we have intentions of tabling this motion. Will we get your support? And once we have received positive support and positive feedback from all these political parties, we submitted the motion because then we knew that there was a win case for us. But suddenly something changed with the DA along the lines, and they played their own politics of dissolving a council. The truth of the matter is that to dissolve a council, you need a two-thirds majority. That translates to 66%. And there's no way the DA would ever get that from council. So what the DA is basically doing, and we've criticized them on record, public record, is that what they want to do is to see Ekurhuleni suffer under the ANC-EFF coalition at expense for political capital. And we as Action SA are saying no, we cannot play those politics, because whilst we are getting this political mileage and tarnishing them in the media, our residents are suffering. There needs to be an adult in the room, and Action SA was the adult in the room to say, we're putting a stop to this. We will not gain capital, political capital, when the city collapses right under our eyes. And we've called the DA out, and you're rightly putting it forward, Pamela. The DA is problematic, as the EFF is, because the DA enjoys the decline of service delivery, the collapse of the city. And we said, no, we can't. The EFF is obviously having its own activities on the side. The rest of council is very matured. And interesting enough, the ANC itself and all the minority parties are involved in trying to rescue Ekurhuleni. The DA has its own politics. I don't know where they think they will get a two-thirds majority to dissolve council. And we've called them out on that.
Okay. Did you have a candidate for today?
We had a candidate, so we've met together with parties. We have identified a candidate that we can all rally behind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still something that we are pushing, steering ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We think that is very important. The numbers are against us. The numbers were against us even last week.
Mm-hmm.
But we pulled it off, right? And what's even worse is that the election of an executive mayor is a secret ballot.
Mm-hmm.
We saw members of the ANC breaking ranks last
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
We saw members of the DA breaking rank,
mm-hmm.
voting in favor of our motion, and that was a show of hands. So can you imagine what a secret ballot will then reveal? So we do have a candidate that we think we can all rally behind with all like-minded parties, and we think that candidate will put the city forward.
Is it an Action SA candidate? Mr. Makubo?
Thank you.
Councillor Makubo, I'm not done. I'm asking, is it an Action SA candidate?
It is a candidate. So we're still working with our national leadership because before you can, there must be a way out to it, right? And we've negotiated and consulted with other parties. The DA is not interested. And once the DA is not interested because of this dissolution drama of theirs, of dissolving council, it basically means an Action SA candidate does not have a way out. So what we have done is that we have identified a capable candidate from one of the minority parties. This candidate has good background in local government and national government. This candidate comes from a group of good political parties, and all parties are running behind this candidate. And we hope that it will change the dynamics, and people will vote with their conscience. It is a secret ballot, and that this candidate will definitely win. But Action SA is in support all the way.
So basically, the very rhetoric that Action SA and its partners has been saying, that you do not like the tactics of the ANC bringing candidates from minority parties, you are doing the same thing here as well.
I think, Pamela, what's very important, Action SA will support any candidate as long as the candidate has the expertise, experience and skills to put on the table. Because I think what coalition governance or having a hung council basically means is that we need to work beyond the party line, right? Gone are the days where a majority party such as the ANC can give us any candidate, and because they have the majority, they win. That is why we had a Jacob Zuma being number one in this country, because the ANC had a majority and they could put in anybody in the executive, they could put anyone in the number one seat. But what hung councils and coalition governments say to us is, and this is what residents say to us in 2021, we're not going to give any one of you a majority. You all sit around a table in one room and work around co-governing. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we have identified a good candidate, because what previously happened, and this happened in Ekurhuleni and currently in Johannesburg, were that parties, the dominant parties, in this case the ANC and the EFA, identified a minority party, and within that minority party identified a weak candidate, a candidate that does not have capability, skill or expertise. And this is what we saw with Meangotla. Come from a minority party, the AIC, sure, fine, they're in parliament and they're a well-established party. But within the AIC, you have three councillors. Within the very same AIC, they were able to identify what we call a puppet mayor, a man and person. But what we're saying is that we have identified within the minority party a candidate that will be very critical, a candidate that has expertise. Yes, the candidate would come from a minority party, but it is now about the candidate that we put forward. In future, we would have a conversation about removing the speaker. That conversation needs to be also beyond the party line, that a party must give us a candidate that we can all rally behind. And that's what a coalition or a hung council gives us an opportunity to critically go into the party and say, yes, party X, we would like you because we like you as a party. But within your party, we have identified this person to come and lead us in this capacity. Mm. And that's what we're exactly doing.
I'm not criticizing it at all. I'm just asking that you guys are doing exactly what you've been criticizing the ANC of doing. And I ask this question because isn't it that the multi-party charter's principles are exactly opposed to that? The multi-party principles are that the party that has got the majority of votes is the one that then gets the opportunity to lead. And you guys are not doing exactly what you've been criticizing the ANC to do. How do we know that this is not going to be a puppet mayor? You've just said to yourself, the others chose a puppet mayor. You are telling us you're employing the same strategy, but you're telling us it's not going to be a puppet mayor. How do we know it's not going to be a puppet mayor?
Pamela, I wish I could divulge who this candidate is and see that this person is definitely not a puppet in any way, shape or form. This is someone who really knows the how governance work and by far would never be a puppet. And that is why the EFF is frightened. Because when we put forward this candidate and there were rumors that the ANC might rally behind this candidate, the EFF saw it fit to pull the plug today because this candidate will definitely not be a puppet mayor. But following on the sentiment shared on the multi-party charter, I think listeners need to be very careful to distinguish that the multi-party charter is a national provincial conversation. At local government, Action SA has always maintained that we will work with any party that would put service delivery to the core. So, I mean, local government, we're talking about water, electricity, make sure the sewer is running, make sure that the garbage is collected, and any party. And that is why we have a local parties represented in council. And these are parties not in legislatures or parliament. These are community-driven political parties. Mm. So a distinction needs to be made in that regard. And that is why we are able to fight it out with the DA in Ekurhuleni, but still maintain a local government in Tshwane, right down the road on the R21.
Well,
because it is a local conversation. But the multi-party charter is a provincial, national one, because the conversation being on defense and foreign affairs and the economy and all of that. But at this level, we are willing to work with any party that will make sure that the taps are running, the electricity is on, the garbage is collected, and these are the parties that we have identified in council. Mm-hmm.
Except that you are reminding me that Action SA has a party policy not to ever work with the ANC, and you employ that at local government level, and yet you're telling me now that the multi-party charter arrangement doesn't apply. So you are actually not being consistent here.
No, we are inconsistent insofar as we've never contested national provincial elections, and that's the difference with us and the other parties in the multi-party charter. We that policy exists in government insofar as local government is concerned, and that is where the stance came from, is where we are represented in the six metro, in the three metros and in the three municipalities in KZN where we are represented, we will not work with the ANC. So we can't speak for legislatures and parliament. But insofar as where Action SA is currently represented, the policy remains that we cannot work with the ANC. But we do, on a case-by-case basis, convince each other. The ANC would approach Action SA to say, look, this budget, are you able to compromise here? And we find each other, maybe if you change this range and sense here, maybe this area, not that area. We are currently pushing insourcing right now. The MNC for corporate and shared services is from the ANC, well, was from the ANC. We'd approach the MNC. MNC, this is our policy. We want to insource security guards and cleaners. Are you able to do this for us and all of that? And the MNC agrees here, or disagrees here. So on an issue-by-issue basis, we will engage with the ANC. But insofar as governance and working together, we cannot govern and work with the ANC, and we're very unapologetic about that.
Thanks very much. Siyanda Makubo is Action SA City of Ekurhuleni Caucus Leader.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.